Edward worked until the taste of blood pricked his tongue. Another huge drop of sweat drenched his eye. He grabbed at his hanky, dangling from the back pocket of his overalls, and mopped his brow. Paul Labacki tilted his head back and looked at their progress.
We'll tramp on the far acreage tomorrow, and you'll be set.
His brawny shoulders shone bare and tanned in the summer sun. Edward didn't know how he would have managed to get his fields ready for planting if his neighbor, Mr. Labacki, hadn't helped him. He and his wife had stopped by with two loaves of fresh bread last week and introduced themselves. It was weeks past planting time. Edward prayed for a late frost. He planned for corn and hay, which he'd use to feed the dairy herd he hoped to acquire. Edward took in what they had accomplished and couldn't help but feel a little prick of pride at his achievement. Dark rows of soil lay folded over one another, filling half the acreage of the farm.
Think we'll finish tomorrow?
Most likely.
Paul swatted the dust from his cap by clapping it against his jean-clad thigh.
Say, Nola wanted me to invite you and Beryl for supper tonight.
That's kind of you.
Edward scratched at his neck, unsure if he should accept. A weariness beyond what he'd ever known crushed him. His legs wobbled, but his stomach rumbled. Good food or rest? It was a tough choice. Beryl, bless her heart, tried, but her culinary skills fell far below those of Edward's mother. He wouldn't tell her that, of course.
Better see if Beryl has anything planned first.
I'm going to take my hide home. Nola'll be waiting.
Paul gave Edward one long look up and down.
You could do with some fattening up.
Edward smiled, the white of his teeth likely contrasting his grimy skin and tanned face.
That's what my mother used to say.
Well, she's right, Paul smiled. We'll expect you in about 30 minutes.
Paul said the words as if it were settled, so Edward nodded in agreement, too tired to argue. He leaned against the side of the house and watched Paul unhitch his horse, Manfred, from his plow. Paul mounted and rode down the hill to his home west of theirs.
Done for the day?
Edward hadn't seen his wife approach.
Must have been picking flowers again.
Despite the fact that they didn't have a table yet to put them on, Beryl liked to pick a fresh jar of wildflowers every couple of days. She placed them on the crate where they ate their meals. She smiled her sunny smile, which transformed her whole face. Her thin but well-defined lips stretched back into a grin, which arched high on her cheeks.
Yep. Paul invited us for supper. He didn't give me the option of declining.
Oh, well, I suppose the beans and bacon I had planned can wait.
She winked at him. He moved forward to touch her face and wrap her in his arms, but thought better of it, being so sweaty and dirty.
Come here and give your wife a kiss. The result of your hard work matters not.
Beryl motioned with her free hand. The other held stems of grasses and flowers. What kinds they were, he didn't know. He obeyed her command and stepped forward to lightly encircle her waist with his arms and kiss her on the lips. She tasted of summer berries ripening in the sun.
Methinks the lady has partaken of some fruit.
Beryl tilted her head up and gave him a sneaky flash of eyes.
What? How can you tell?
He backed up a little and unwrapped her arms from around his neck. Grabbing her right hand, he held up her red-stained fingers.
You bear the evidence of your crime, he said in mock judgment.
Darn, it was supposed to be a surprise.
She pointed to the east. I found a bunch of raspberries back there. I filled a small basket full.
Well, I'll wash up before we head to Paul and Nola's. Let's bring the berries as a thank you gift.
Fine idea. It's one of the things I love about you, your generosity.